CSU, my friend, can become a federal recruiting ambassador. It's a new idea and one of several that the Office of Personnel Management is pushing to improve hiring. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller here with details on this and some other Fed-only features on USAJobs.gov. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon.
What is a recruiting ambassador? I'm even stumbling over the name of the thing. It sounds pretty different than anything that's been done before.
Well, the good thing is they don't have to go through Senate confirmation, and there'll be no holds on them by unknown senators.
Right, and they can stay in the United States, right? Well, maybe not.
We'll tell a story about one who actually didn't stay in the United States.
Okay, cool.
But the idea here is this is one of the new features OPM is rolling out today as part of its new USAJobsRecruit.gov portal. This is a portal inside the USAJobs.gov website. It's a site and tool that are only for federal employees, .gov, .mil, what they call .siedu, which is for Smithsonian Institution employees. And the idea here is recruiting ambassadors are pretty much, they're from every agency.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Bailey is OPM's Deputy Associate Director for Recruiting and Hiring.
We know for a fact that across the government, there is a wealth of talent that's out there. There are federal service employees who are out providing all kinds of find and apply, how to find a job on USA Jobs. What is veterans' preference? We have military spouse education programs that are going on. We have folks that are overseas. We have people who are conducting resume writing workshops. So what we decided to do is harness all of that talent, pull it all in, and I'll use the words quote-unquote certify them. It's not an official kind of certification, but they do get the stamp of OPM's approval, if you will, to be out and actually wear a pin that's going to say Federal Service Ambassador. They will have access to all of our tools and all of our learning material.
Now, Bailey says the first ambassador actually was from the Interior Department. This was an employee who actually was in the Army Reserves. He got called up to duty, went to Iraq, and actually held a resume writing class for more than 100 service members who potentially are leaving the service soon and may want to get a federal job.
Yeah.
Understand veterans' preferences, veterans' benefits.
Right.
So they're your first ambassador outside the United States.
Wow, you got me on that one, Miller.
Well, it wasn't my fault. It was a good story from Angela Bailey.
That is a good story.
Now, she says no matter whether you're an HR person, an IT acquisition, whether you're a program person, every federal employee is a recruiter. By discussing what they do, how they do it, the difference they make every day, she says that is the idea behind the ambassador program. Take advantage of the 2 million federal employees that are out there.
All right. Now, it looks, I looked at the site before we went on the air, usajobsrecruit.gov, and it looks like it's loaded up with a bunch of other stuff, that this is just one component of that. How does this fit in with the rest of what's going on there?
Absolutely. And it's one piece of the bigger puzzle here. And it's a new tool that Bailey says it's a common space where only federal employees can share best practices, ask questions to seek advice or insight.
Some of the larger agencies have some of this information at their fingertips, but what you'll find is across the board, not all agencies have this wealth of information. So it puts all agencies, regardless of size, regardless of their missions or the amount of money that they're funded with, it puts them all on a level playing field so that across the board, they can all now compete for that much-needed talent.
Now, some of the tools include listings of colleges, universities, even technical schools across the country. So agencies, for instance, could put in a state, put in a specific skill or job title they're looking for, and search the schools that provide those majors. And they could also search those organizations that are closest that provide the skills they need. OPM also is highlighting the schools participating in the Partnership for Public Services called a Serve Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say, okay, well, these schools, these universities, these technical schools have said, I want to have my students be recruited by the federal government, they have a little Partnership for Public Service symbol next to them. Now, interestingly enough, federal employees, users can rate and comment on their experiences with those colleges, schools, and universities.
Mm-hmm.
So if they say, great experience, give them 5 stars. Hey, I sent them 7 emails. They never got back to me.
Right.
1 star. People can know, okay, who works really hard at this and who doesn't.
Wisdom of the mass is crowdsourcing.
Exactly. Other sections provide checklists, for instance, around hiring people with disabilities. They also have blogs and chat rooms. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have a problem, you can kind of, again, the idea of crowdsourcing, put it out to the HR community. The site also includes a calendar of events that lists recruiting or job fairs. Eventually, approved colleges and universities also will be able to put their events on a separate calendar, but they're still accessible through this website.
Uh-huh.
In all, there are about 5 different topics critical areas, including recruiting, agency branding, and marketing and outreach, just to name a few. Bailey says the site was developed through a series of focus groups around the country where agency HR people told OPM what they needed.
So one of the things that the hiring manager said, for example, is we don't really understand what employer branding is. We don't even understand what our role is. So we created pages for them that are specifically designed to help them understand what that role is. So when we say manager involvement, what the heck did you mean by that? And we give them tools and an ability to share, blog, and talk to each other and make sure that they're kind of clear on what some of this stuff is all about.
That's Angela Bailey from OPM. We up and running on this now. People find it now?
Absolutely. It's again, you need the .gov.mil.siedu address, but you can go to it now, find your information, log on, and begin using the site. OPM did hire TMP Worldwide to build the site. This is the Monster Government Solutions Group, who actually have been building USAjobs.gov for about the last decade. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know how much, I did ask how much it cost. They didn't have those figures right in front of them. I tried to search on USAspending.gov as well, and it was not quite as easy as maybe it should have been. But it's there. It's ready to go.
I am confident that you will be persistent in pursuing that information, and we'll look forward to getting an update from you. Thank you very much. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller.